News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, folks, there's a story going on right now. And when I first heard it, I thought, sensationalism, more like collusion. I don't know about this. You would love to be of the belief that guys with a career like what General Mark Milley has had are not the ones who are going to wind up hosing things. Now it's one thing to make an error in judgment. It's another to make like basically what he's being accused of right now, a treasonous action well thought out that there's no way in the world he could have possibly thought that was okay, because it violates the entire sanctity. And by the way, this morning I was just taking issue again with Kyle Whitmire from AL.com on Twitter. He had made the comment, something about, oh, you just don't want, and I'm paraphrasing here because I can't remember what it said, but something like, oh, you're just opposed to the idea of generals trying to stop a nuclear war. That's crap. That's not at all what happened. Please, for the love of God. And oh, by the way, remember, we are a nation that has set in place the requirement that the civilian sector of government shall preside over the military sector of government. All right? There is never to be a time when the military has the ability to act in complete, with complete impunity as to those things that are necessary in our society. That's why we have laws like posse comitatus that the military can't be used against U.S. citizens on U.S. soil. That's why we have a Secretary of Defense who is a civilian, not a general. However, what has apparently happened now is that there has been a series of phone calls, and as I've gotten into it, I began to realize, this is more serious than I thought it was. This is looking pretty legit. At the very least, the optics are so bad that he has become a distraction. Now, the other piece of this, though, is he's become a distraction to the idea of talking about Afghanistan. And I'll be honest with you, I'll go back and say I am of the firm belief that General Milley and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and Secretary of State Antony Blinken, all three of them deserve to resign over the way Afghanistan has been handled. I don't say was, I mean has been handled, because it's still being handled badly even as we speak. But that being said, the new stuff about Milley. We're gonna break that down a little bit. Before I do, though, the first call, the idea that Afghanistan has been a debacle, is partly framed in the fact that we had this. You remember the bombing that killed 13 of our service members? I talked about this briefly yesterday. I'm going to play again the clip that is like my favorite clip, probably one of my favorite clips ever now, but my favorite clip of somebody being called to account. And it deals around with the fact that, you remember this? President Biden said, ISIS-K, ISIS-K, the enemy of the Taliban, we struck back, we're tough. You know, he gave that whole kind of squinty-eyed, read the teleprompter, talk about why he's doing big bad things kind of approach to it. He was shooting at an ISIS-K. Well, and then the Pentagon. Now, the Pentagon has the SecDef and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Mark Milley. And in this case, they usually have press conferences by two. They have a civilian press secretary, and they have the military public affairs officer. In this case, it was Major General Hank, what's his last name? Wagner, I think. He came out there and literally said that missile shoot where they went after the ones who they believed were responsible, ISIS-K. They went after the ISIS-K folks for the bombing that killed 13 service members, that they knew who it was. There were two people. One was, he said, a facilitator, and one was a planner, an ISIS-K planner and a facilitator. And then things changed when Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the other day, and I'm going to bring this back around to my story about Milley, when Secretary of State Antony Blinken said, we're really not sure. Copper, clip 8. Go ahead and tell me when you're ready with clip 8. I want to get it on the air first. I'm going to replay it. You're ready? Okay, go ahead and play clip 8.
The guy the Biden administration droned, was he an aid worker or an ISIS-K operative?
The administration is, of course, reviewing that strike. And I'm sure that a full assessment will be forthcoming.
So you don't know if it was an aid worker or an ISIS-K operative?
I can't speak to that, and I can't speak to that in this setting in any event.
So you don't know or won't tell us?
I don't know, because we're reviewing it.
Well, see, you'd think you'd kind of know before you off somebody with a Predator drone whether he's an aid worker or he's an ISIS-K. See, the thing is this isn't
there.
Just you. It's
stop
been going
there.
On for administration after administration. The Obama administration droned.
Copper, stop the clip. So that's my favorite part. You think you'd before you'd off somebody with a drone that you'd kind of know. Well, they said they did know. They said they did know. They said they knew. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mark Milley, sends his public affairs officer out there, two-star general Hank Wagner, I think his name is, and he came out there and said, yes, ISIS-K. It was a planner and a facilitator. Now the Secretary of State himself this week, 2 weeks later, this week says, yeah, we're really not sure. We actually don't know. And that is amazing. That is a reason why, in my opinion, we should see a resignation, if nothing else. But now you've got the other stuff happening, all right? Now you've got the things happening with Milley's life that are way beyond the norm. And so there was an interview this morning, and this one actually was on Fox. General Don Bolduc, B-O-L-D-U-C. General Don Bolduc, and by the way, if you look up his resume, he was a one-star general, Milley's a four, I get it. Okay, maybe he hadn't been around as long. I got news, he has. He's been around as long. He just didn't stay in as long. And Bolduc, by the way, has just as much background, if not more, than General Milley does in special operations. Bolduc, by the way, has been decorated for valor multiple times, has two Purple Hearts, and was one of the original horseback riders in Afghanistan. He and I think were there around the same time, back when he was with 3rd Special Forces Group. He's a Green Beret. He's a Ranger. He's a paratrooper. And he's got street cred, and he says that General Milley should resign. Copper, go ahead and play clip three if you've got it. Clip three.
It's a confidence. I mean, how many times are we going to lose confidence in this guy? First of all, we have a border security situation, which the military has tremendous responsibility, and our border security is failing right now. The withdrawal in Afghanistan was a disaster. The policy military strategy leading up to the withdrawal was a disaster, and now we have these phone calls to counterparts. I talked to many of my counterparts as a division level commander, Special Operations Command Africa, and never would it have entered my mind to make any comments like this. We have to develop those relationships. They're necessary, but this, if true, is treasonous or at the least a dereliction of duty.
So what is it that Milley did? Well, let me back up and remind you. So here's the deal. There's a book coming out this week. And it's getting lots of PR now, lots of free PR, if you will. And it's written, of course, by Bob Woodward and Robert Costa. And it goes on to literally describe a number of things that allegedly happened behind the scenes in the Trump White House. A lot of it has been discounted as hogwash. But then this one came up. And everybody realized, well, wait a minute, what now? He is saying that on October 30th, which was just prior to the election, that General Milley contacted his Chinese counterpart, General Li Zhaoqing, of the People's Liberation Army, and had a conversation with him in which he basically went on to just let them know things are okay, we're stable. He was sensing some... apparently there was some sense in the intel world that China was getting very antsy about the way the election was going. And so Milley reached out to have a comforting conversation, apparently. But then it goes further. On January 8th of 2021. Now, keep in mind, the first time he made the phone call, he was acting as chairman of the Joint Chiefs under Trump and was there in the capacity serving underneath the Secretary of Defense, which was Mark Esper. Esper resigned soon thereafter, ending his term as Secretary of Defense, and a guy named Chris Miller became the acting Secretary of Defense. For Milley to have made a phone call like this, he's supposed to be authorized to do so by his civilian boss. You're not supposed to have these unilateral conversations. Now, the Pentagon is saying, oh, well, these things happen all the time. We talk to our counterparts. All's good, nothing to see here. However, The reality is they're supposed to act in this regard with the concert of civilian oversight. And it is being said right now that on January the 8th of 2021, the election's over, Biden's coming in, Trump's still the president, the inauguration hasn't happened yet. 2 days after January 6th so-called quote-unquote insurrection, and Milley had another phone call and told General Lee, if there's any concern about an attack, I'm going to call you ahead of time. What? Now, if that's true, that's the real problem. And what's happening now is Acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller says he never authorized such a call, ever. If that's true, if the civilian oversight said, I didn't authorize that, and the military general took it upon himself to call our near-peer adversary, which is what China is, the biggest possible peer-level threat that we see in the world right now is China. And if he called his military counterpart unilaterally and told them, in the event that an attack is being made imminent on you, I will call you first, that is the big deal, especially when you can take into effect that the guy who was the acting sec def at the time says, I never authorized that. I never authorized such a conversation. I even had somebody sent me something this morning that may be coming out in the news sometime soon that went on to sort of describe the fact that, who knows? What if in fact Trump was leveraging some foreign relations capacities? What if he was in a position where he was putting things together still that he was going to leave behind for the incoming presidency, but it was a foreign policy initiative? And if you keep in mind, foreign policy is sometimes intertangled with military, and you maintain peace through strength. And if Milley went behind and undermined the Trump administration, even though it only had a month left in office, undermined some aspect of Trump's policies by removing fear and leverage, that is undermining the presidency. That's the issue we're dealing with. Well, folks, we'll move to a short break right now. When we come back, I'm going to play you another clip about whether or not these generals are becoming way too political. Whether or not these generals, when they get to this level, they're so concerned with maintaining their careers. I would love to believe that's not true. My grandfather was a general. I've got any number of people that I totally respect that have worn stars on their shoulders. I mean, we used to call it green tab leadership. If you're a green tab leader in the United States Army, you're someone who has authority over troops. And at the general officer level, you hope they've had that green tab leadership and they know what it means. I don't know. We're going to play a clip when I come back. You're going to want to hear it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio. Hey, listen, by the way, if you want to be on the Right Side team, listen, you got to contact us direct. Just go to the website, rightsideradio.org, if you want to advertise on this show like multiple people have already signed up for. And I got some new ones that, like I told you, that are in the works right now. And they contacted us and said, hey, we want to be on this Right Side Radio team. How do we do this? Well, go to rightsideradio.org. Go to the contact page and just click on it, and you will find contact information for my brother Bobby. He will square you away on all the details, or you can send us an email straight through the website, and we'll pick it up. I'm just telling you, we've got some of the best advertisers, team members, we call them, and we are kicking it right now on Right Side Radio. Best show on the afternoons in North Alabama. We can cover down on getting you some great advertising space. Just let us know, rightsideradio.org. Hey, folks, listen, I want to go to a clip, and then I see a caller holding, so Copper, just hang on to him for a second. I want to finish up this discussion about General Baldock's comments on generals. So, Copper, I'm going to go with clip four next, so if you're ready, I tell you what, go ahead and just play it. Play clip four.
Well, I've watched him over the years, and I've watched many of the generals and most of the Joint Chiefs that are in place right now. They change their colors. You know, a lot of them started off with George Bush, transitioned over to President Obama, and you know, bought off on all the bad policy in Africa, Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, all over the world that weakened America's position with their allies. Then they transitioned to President Trump, which I knew would be difficult for all of them. Apparently, it has, because they undermined him behind his back, and then they go back to President Biden, who has demonstrated how it's an incompetent administration, and we are in a lot of trouble economically, fiscally, and the safety and security of Americans. And I am afraid for our reputation and for our military service members on the ground in many places of the world.
Now,
all right. So last night I was having a conversation with Charlene, and then I found that clip this morning, and I thought, huh, that's kind of like what I said last night. So Charlene and I were talking last night about Millie and about this situation, because yes, she is one of the most politically astute people I know, and I bounce things off of her all the time for this show. But literally, so as we're talking last night, you know, I made the comment, and I think I even said to her, I got to find a way to work that into tomorrow's show. And I made the comment that Millie, one of the things that concerns me is Millie worked for the Trump administration as chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And now he's with the Biden administration. There is a completely polar opposite method of handling the military aspects of governance from those two administrations. He had to know that working under one administration and coming to this one was going to be such a shift in military policy that it was going to be hard for any one person to really make that transition effectively. It's like a polar shift. And I looked at it, I thought, why didn't he just retire at the end of the Trump administration? He could have retired with dignity. He could have retired and been that guy who did well and led well, and things are done and we're stronger now. But he hung on into the Biden administration, and that began to make me question him just right there. And just like General Bolduc just said in that last clip, these guys, they're political animals, and they're shifting back and forth from administrations, and they're just doing what they got to do. And I'm hoping he's given advice behind the scenes that is contrary to what we're seeing being acted out. Because we are hearing, by the way, I've got articles and I've got clips that I'm not even going to get to today that talk about the fact that Biden ignored military advice. But all said and done on this thing, Milley has become a liability. He already was because of Afghanistan. He certainly is now because of these phone calls. And regardless of what administration he was working for, it is time for him to go, in my opinion. I got one caller, and I got about a minute left. So, Copper, let me go ahead and do this. Let me get Jerry from Decatur. Hey, Jerry, Phil Williams from Right Side, man. I got about a minute. What's on your mind?
All the way, sir.
All the way. Airborne.
Yes, sir. There you go. Hey, I was just thinking this General Milley thing reminded me of General Haig, who was a retired general.
Yeah.
And he was Secretary of State under Ronald Reagan. And Reagan gets shot. What does Haig do? He steps up to the microphone and says, I'm in charge.
Yeah.
And this was against all protocol for a Secretary of State to do that. The Vice President had already been notified.
It looks like
that these generals have an ambition for power.
Well, some of them certainly do, Jerry. Hey, great call, man. Appreciate you being on the line. And Millie may be one of those guys, and I hate it, but there it is. Hey, folks, Right Side Radio, we're going to come back right after this with one of my favorite segments of the entire week. I got my brethren coming on, Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson, for the Grand Council. We bounce questions off each other and give political commentary. You're going to want to hear this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, and live at rightsideradio.org. We'll be right back.